Hello, everyone. I'm Becca, dietitian by trade, mom 24/7, wife from the start, and when there's a few extra hours in the day, you might find me hitting the trails or on horseback.
And I'm Kara, a therapist to women, a mom to a boy, an entrepreneur, mountain junkie, and a postpartum runner.
And this is Fit for a Queen, a podcast that's devoted to the female athlete wanting to balance the teeter-totter of all the things we desire out of life as women. Performance, health, intellect, and taking time for self, even if we only get 1 minute out of the day.
We're so excited to be bringing you the queens in the athletic world who have done just that. Okay, ladies, take a seat at your thrones, grab your crowns, and welcome to Fit for a Queen.
Welcome, everybody, back to Fit for a Queen. We're so happy to have Gina Krahulik here from Girls on the Run. Let me tell you a little bit about Gina. Gina joined Girls on the Run of Greater Kansas City as the executive director in October 2016. A passionate and purpose-driven leader, Krahulik is responsible for carrying out the mission of Girls on the Run and impacting the greater Kansas City area through inspiring young girls to live joyful, healthy, and confident lives. Before joining Girls on the Run, Krahulik served as the Director of Leadership and Education at NACWAA, a national nonprofit dedicated to empowering women in college sports. Prior to joining NACWAA, Krahulik worked in student affairs administration and taught student leadership development courses. She oversaw new student orientation programming at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and before that at the University of Northern Colorado. A native to Lexington, Missouri, Gina received her master's degree in communication studies from the University of Northern Colorado and a bachelor's degree in public relations from Northwest Missouri State University. Gina is an advocate for education, wellness, fine arts, and work-life balance. Thanks so much for joining us in studio today, Gina.
Yeah, this is awesome. Thank you, ladies, so much
for
inviting me.
Yeah, we're so happy Gina's our first in studio, so we're excited to have you. Gina, tell us a little bit more about Girls on the Run. It might be an organization that Becca and I love and are familiar with, but maybe not other people. So please tell us a little bit about the empowering organization for girls.
Girls on the Run is about unleashing girls' limitless potential. These girls come to us, they're third through eighth graders, and they go through a 10-week curriculum where they focus on three different areas: themselves with others, and then global citizenship. And girls learn about their confidence, their values, how to be a good friend, how to choose good friends, how to give back to the community, how to show gratitude, all of these things. And they learn that through activity. So our method of that is running. And the girls do a celebratory 5K, and they train up to that point. At the end of the season, where really all of their wonderful learning is celebrated in this amazing day at the end of the season.
That's awesome. I know people think of it as just like this running group, but there's so much more to the curriculum than just the run. It is like a life skills sort of organization.
Yeah, and that's like running just like the byproduct. I mean, running's like the cool thing that girls get to do to learn about themselves more. But really the intentional piece, we talked earlier about the personal mastery. So girls are really learning about themselves. And, you know, the third through eighth grade stage for girls is such a crucial time.
Hard, isn't it? I wouldn't go back there.
No.
Maybe brutal mornings at our house.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, so really giving them some hard skills to be able to manage what life is like for third through eighth grader. It's pretty incredible what these girls walk away with.
That's awesome.
And the thing that struck me when I'll see images is just these smiles and teamwork, and you can tell that they're cheerleading each other on. And I think we need that as women, where as we get older, there's so much tearing each other apart and bringing everybody down, where, man, from a younger age, we can change this generation and maybe make things better. So we both love Girls on the Run program.
You know, and I even think, too, our world of social media as well, and the comparison piece of, you know, you see someone and look at how great they look or et cetera. And, you know, with Girls on the Run, it's about community. It's about seeing that you're enough and you're just as good as the girl next to you, and you can support each other and cheer each other on, because that's what it's about.
I didn't know about the citizenship aspect of it. Can you give an example of what some of the things the girls are doing, like in terms of giving back?
Yep. So each season, the girls choose a community impact project. So they're doing some type of community service, and it could be, you know, writing cards to veterans, or it could be going to a children's hospital and giving back and working in that capacity. It could be cleaning up their school, you know, school garden. Mm-hmm. They choose. It's not something that the volunteer coaches push on them.
Yeah.
And they decide how they want to give back to their area, their community. Some I've seen girls even do to get like excited about their upcoming race. They'll do the Kansas City Marathon that's coming up this fall. Uh-huh. They'll work a aid station. Uh-huh. So it's so much fun. Yeah, for them to see the runners and see, oh my gosh, they're running a marathon.
Yeah.
And for them to be able to support that and then get excited about their upcoming race experience too.
It's good stuff. I know part of that is we're focusing so much on the topic of mental health with this podcast, and there are so many different pressures for young athletes growing up today versus when we were growing up, Becca, or even like 5 years ago. It's so different.
Right.
How does Girls on the Run tackle some of these issues and pressures that the young athletes have today?
And that, going back to the personal mastery components, Girls on the Run is unique in this capacity where, you know, a new sport, it's about competition. And with Girls on the Run, it's about bringing your best self to practice each and every day. And knowing that it's not about, you know, Kara beating Becca in the run today. It's about Kara and Becca doing their best in the run today.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, the personal mastery piece of, you know, how did you do last practice? Well, let's see if we can add on one more lap around the track today. And, you know, if your body's there, great. If your body's not there, well, let's honor where we're at today and know that that's okay too, because you're
great.
Enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially that helps, like, sounds like you're doing that mind-body connection that we've gotten so separated from. And I know Kara and I, a lot in our practice, we'll be working with 50-year-old women that can't remember the last time that they could clearly connect with what a body signal meant and what they mm-hmm. were supposed to do with it. So,
mm-hmm.
great.
And I think it's important, too, to be able to introduce that at such a young age. So then it's something that they're not having to learn when they're 50. You know, they have that foundation when they're young, and to be able to evolve and what that means for them, and to continue to honor, you know, who they are and what their body's telling them, and kind of understanding how that even connects and knowing how to put that into play for themselves and their life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
absolutely. Like many non-for-profits, Girls on the Run is manned by volunteers who play an important role in the organization as coaches for the running group. So tell us a little bit about the relationships between the coaches and the girls and how these mentors can make an impact on these young girls' lives.
Yeah, so in Kansas City, we are only a staff of 7. And we serve 4,500 girls in a year. So we are powered, we're fueled by our volunteers. We have 1,000 volunteers that help us each year. And these volunteers are teachers. They are parents. They are community members who want to give back to these girls and help them realize their awesomeness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really incredible the role that these coaches play in these girls' lives. And it's different than, you know, being a parent to a daughter or being a teacher to a daughter and or to a student, because that relationship is different during the Girls on the Run practice time than it is, you know, during your day with your daughter or during the school day. The focus is this positive self-talk and holding each other accountable to that. And, you know, it's not about, you know, getting down. And if it is, you know, if you are down, like pulling each other up and creating a team environment. And it is different. And the girls walk away with this sense of self that they've gotten from these role models in their lives. And to be able as a volunteer to provide that opportunity for those girls is huge. I mean, they might not be getting it anywhere else in their lives. So the 90 minutes, the 2 times a week during Girls on the Run practice is so important to them.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, it's almost reverse roles for the volunteer. You're helping women or younger girls be able to model this by being a coach and help yourself be accountable that you're living out the same philosophy that you're teaching these girls.
Yeah.
So congratulations, you're at your 10-year mark. So tell us what's in the future and how you plan to celebrate, because we always need a reason to have a party, right?
Oh, right. Yep. And we're super excited. 10 years in Kansas City. The international organization that we belong to, Girls That Run International, has been in existence for 20 years. So it's great that we've been in Kansas City for the last 10. We started out on both the Johnson and Jackson County side, and then 2011 we've merged and continued to have seen growth with the organization since then. So we're super pumped. You know, moving forward, the organization, we are moving down to 1800 Wyandotte, so to be centralized in the city, to be able to provide access to all of the girls' constituents that we serve. Super excited about that new move and the potential for us in the community. We are looking to continue to expand our program. We hit a 5% growth goal this last fall that we just found out yesterday. So we're looking to continue to grow our program. We're only at 19% or 20% saturation rate for the girls who live in this area, the service area that we work with. So we want to continue to bring Girls on the Run to any girl that wants it.
Mm-hmm. So on that note, being a mom, how would I get that program for my daughter at her school district or in the community that they're at?
Yep. So that's a great question. It's a two-part relationship there. One, especially if you're a mom interested in bringing it to the school, talking to your school administrators to be able to say, hey, I'm, you know, interested volunteer wanting to bring this for my daughter. Who can I work with in the school to make this happen? And then identifying that. And then Girls on the Run, we've got a great program team that can come and meet and talk more about, you know, the logistics behind all of that. You know, if your school doesn't currently have it, you can also look at neighboring schools, community centers, churches that might also offer the program. So, you know, if you can't get it this fall, then, you know, we can at least get your girl or your daughter in the program this fall and then look at bringing it to her school in the future.
Great. So our podcast is named Fit for a Queen, and so we love to wrap these up by always asking towards the end how you live out the fit philosophy. So how do you desire to maintain performance, maximize your health? Where do you get your intellect, and how do you take that critical time for self?
Yep. And to me, it's really integrating all of those things into every day. You know, waking up, and I work out with a girlfriend 3 times a week at a park. And it's so fun to like have that community piece to start your day. And I have a running group that I meet 2 times a week as well. So to me, being able to spend time with friends in a healthy capacity and have that accountability. I mean, again, like that's what we're doing with Girls on the Run. But also, I also am a firm believer in how words have power. So I don't watch news in the morning anymore. And I listen to podcasts while I'm getting ready or on my commute. And I've also just started doing books, audiobooks as well, which are awesome, which I'll take with me on a walk, etc. But I do have to say 2 books that I just recently listened on audio, Love Warrior by Glennon Doyle, yeah, and then Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. Oh, yeah. Both are wonderful.
We'll be sure to add that in the show notes so anybody else can find them.
As you should.
I'm thinking we should probably have a book club, probably that goes along.
There you go.
Yeah. But really, it's integrating all the things that Fit for a Queen means in every day and being intentional. And you know what? Some days you're not going to hit the gold star. But if long as you always keep it in your periphery of this is important to me and I want to make sure that I'm making time for that, it's a daily goal.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Well, I definitely want to know a little bit about kind of any events coming up in the Kansas City area for Girls on the Run. Tell us a little bit about what's coming up.
Got an exciting fall ahead. You know, as I mentioned, I just finished Love Warrior by Glennon Doyle, and that was very intentional because she's coming to Kansas City on October 18th. Mm-hmm. And we're happy to partner with Rainy Day Books to bring her to town. We're having a pre-event reception for her at Polsinelli starting at 5 p.m. on October 18th. Mm-hmm. And then following that, she'll be speaking 7 p.m. at Unity Temple. So we'd love for you all to come out to either the pre-event or if you can just come to her, listen to her presentation. She is phenomenal. So that is upcoming in October. And then we have our Fall 5K on November 4th. We have a new location out at Children's Mercy Park. We're supporting KC Plays. Our race will start at 9 a.m. and it's for anybody in the community. And especially, you know, Becca, thinking about wanting to get your daughter exposed. Mm-hmm. This is an awesome opportunity. She doesn't have to be a participant in the program for her to get...
I didn't know that.
Yep, anybody's invited to the program. So it's a really great race. And especially for someone who might be a first-time 5Ker, mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity. And honestly, I always mention that Girls on the Run 5K Day is just like Christmas because it's so magical. It's just a wonderful day. And that really is seeing the program come to life because it's the empowerment. It's the crossing the finish line and knowing that's just your beginning.
They're having a lot of fun out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Yes, the face paint, the hairspray.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I love the commercials with their little big smiles.
Yes. That finish line high is the best.
Well, that sounds like some fun things. So, Gina, thanks so much for coming into studio today and talking more about an organization that we love so much. So for more information on events, how to get involved, be a volunteer, or get your girl involved, go to GOTRKC. GirlsOnTheRunKC.org. Thanks so much, Gina.
Thanks, ladies.
Bye, queens.
Bye.
Thank you to our sponsor today, Sentimano Counseling. Sentimano Counseling is the premier perinatal mental health practice in Kansas City, treating mood disorders during pregnancy and postpartum, perinatal loss, infertility, eating, and exercise disorders. Go to Sentimano.com for further information about the practice and services. For additional information on today's topic and guests, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fit for a Queen. And
hashtag Fit for a Queen.
And don't forget to rate us on iTunes. We can't wait for you to join us next time on Fit for a Queen.
Bye, queens.